Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wind Down. I'm so excited.
Said no one ever.
That's such a trigger because that song bombed. Said no one ever.
Yeah, well, it's still a fun song.
Yeah.
There you go.
We have an interesting podcast today. By the way, that was an interesting start.
We can cut it. No. I was just trying to get you, give you something.
We have an interesting podcast today. We have Rachel Yucatel on today. She is one of Tiger's mistresses.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. I feel like he kind of is like a one-namer. It's like Oprah.
You never know. Our listeners are primarily the other tiger. Our listeners are primarily female.
Who's the other tiger? Was that
She's
a joke?
Joking.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, exactly. There's only one tiger.
Tiger King.
Who's that? Oh, I mean, I would say, what's the guy's name? Tiger King.
Exactly.
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. There you go.
But anyways, so this is going to be interesting.
All right, here's a scoop. This is going to suck for Jan and I. It's going to be triggering. It's going to be uncomfortable. But y'all love that. So.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're welcome in advance. No, so we're going to talk to her. We're going to ask her some questions that might even make you as a listener squirm. It's going to sure as hell make us squirm. But you know what? Here's the thing is. At the end of the day, Jana and I know we're in a better place now than we have been for years in the past, and we're going to still be professional about it and address things and, you know, make the most of it just for, you know, a learning situation for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, it stinks because, of course, things come up and And I think one of the things that I have a hard time with is like, oh, why are we, you know, dragging Mike through the mud again or bringing it back up? But it's like, this is our story. Unfortunately, this one's going to bring up our story a little bit more. But it sucks for both of us. It sucks for you. It sucks for me.
But I feel like it's interesting because I remember I had a conversation, since we're going there, let's just go there completely. I had a conversation with one of your affair girls, and I remember asking her, did you not even think about me? Like, even after you found out who I was and I was pregnant and I was married, like, you didn't, like, and that's my issue with girls like Rachel. Did you not think of me, the wife, and like how that would gut me? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand. No, I don't. And it's the same thing for the husband. Like, why didn't you think of me too? You know, I know it's two people to tango, and it's not just her fault, and it's not just Tiger's fault. It's both of them. You know, it's equally their faults. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know it's the same question. Like, why wouldn't you think of me? But then the woman too. I'm like, you're a woman. Like, don't you know that you're killing another woman right now?
Right.
What do you think? I see Mark coming on.
Well, I feel like there is a tendency sometimes, and I'm not sure what the psychological element of this is, but there does seem to be a tendency to blame the woman almost more than the man in some of these situations. I'm not talking about your situation specifically, but it does seem like she receives the ire. The real anger goes to her, where he's just a dumb guy who did a stupid thing. But women need to stick together. How can they betray each other like that?
Mm-hmm. No, I totally hear you on that. I mean, I feel like I equally killed both of you in the situation. But no, I do think the woman gets a worser name. I mean, Tiger can move on and he can go to winning championships again. And this girl has the scarlet letter on her. So that sucks, I think, as a woman. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I mean, I know I remember obviously getting upset with you, but when I talk to your one affair, it's like, that's just what I couldn't understand. Cause I'm just like, I wanted her to say that she did think of me, that she did feel sorry, you know? And I don't know if there's the empathy there, you know, and it felt like such a, so I don't know. So I remember leaving that conversation and just hating how that conversation went. And so that's where I feel like it might come up super triggering for me, because it's just, she represents all the women that I was like, you know, that mm-hmm. I hate, that, you know, I've had to work past. And I know at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with, you know, me or it's just a shitty situation. But
yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it's, I can totally understand that, like, because women, you know, there is that almost expectation of women unity against, you know, against men, again, you know, we got to have each other's back and all that, and a guy doing it is just an asshole doing it. And, you know, I think reminder that I have is just being someone in that situation, whether it male or whether it's the woman or the male, neither one of them are thinking about anybody else. Infidelity is a selfish act. Being with someone who's taken is a selfish act. So it's, you know, that question is asked, like, how could you not think of the wife? How could you not think of his kids or whatever? Well, the truth is they're not, because they're thinking selfishly, whether for their own needs or because the person that they're doing it with has painted a different picture than the actual reality, right? Where the husband or the wife is like, oh no, we're separated, or I'm leaving them, or no, we're basically divorced. And when really at home, that you would think the complete opposite. So it's all just selfish acts, manipulation and selfishness. Which, I mean, is unfortunate.
Did you say to them where we were at? Like, did you say to them, oh, we're on the brink of a divorce, or when I was pregnant?
I don't remember. I don't think I ever said anything like that. because I had my own addictive, selfish reasons I was doing things. But, so yeah. What were you going to say, Mark?
I was going to ask about that conversation. Did she defend herself? Did she regret her actions? Was she contrite? What was her kind of general demeanor? Defensive?
She, one that I talked to was just like, so sorry. And then the one other girl I talked to was who was affected me the most because it was more times. She didn't seem apologetic, and it really, really, really upset me. I wanted to feel her apology, you know, and I didn't feel like she didn't even cry. Like she was just like, I mean, I knew you were pregnant and I knew like, you know, but like it wasn't anything. And I'm like, you can't say it wasn't anything. Like that's just say you're sorry, like show some empathy or something, you know? And granted, was I nice? No. You know, I was angry and I was mean and I said some really mean things. I can own that. But I think I was getting angry because I wasn't getting any empathy. It was just like, I don't even remember her even saying sorry. And I think maybe that haunted me, made it worse because, I don't know. I mean, she just kind of blamed it on things. And I'm like, again, I don't want to hear your story. I just want you to say you're sorry. That's it. I just need you to say you're sorry. And probably the sorry wouldn't have done anything for me in the moment, but feeling like her sorry would have probably helped me heal a little bit. Because I know it wasn't just on her. I totally get that. But yeah.
I mean, I have to commend you two for doing this, for going through this, for doing this interview, for sitting here for an hour. I mean, this is, I can, just Mike's body language. I mean, I know this is brutal for both of you. I hope it's helpful for people because I can tell you guys are really going to struggle through this today.
Appreciate it. And yeah. So, but again, we'll make the most of it so people can hopefully benefit from it. Because this is, you know.
Yeah. I just think the best thing is to remember this is like where we're at now, you know. Mm-hmm. But those, you know, those memories are, they're deep and they're down in the depths of it, you know. So it's, I think that's why we fought the most during our book tour was because bringing up those things aren't easy, you know. Now, granted, we do it because we want to help other people, right. You know, but. Going to the depths of some of the things that we talked about in the book and this, it's like, no wonder why. Like, we were fighting those 2 weeks the most we've fought, like, entire quarantine. Because we're talking about things that are really hard for both of us.
For, like, 7 hours a day.
Yeah. And then, yeah. But.
You know, I think it's funny that when people that have commented on whether this podcast or commented on posts or commented on whatever, and they say, or, you know, publications or news or whatever about us, and they say that, why is the media, so-and-so still making this couple relevant? They're just trying to make money off of their problems. And and it's just comical to Jan and I, because we're like, first of all, where's the money? Because we don't see it. And two, that just goes to show they don't know us. They're just making these false, you know, assumptions that that's not who we are as people. Our genuine motivation to talk about this stuff is to help those of you who have gone through or are going through something similar. And to try to lessen the blow for people that are going through this. And not positively normalizing the conversation, but normalizing it to a sense of you don't have to live in secret. You can find ways to work it out if you want to, if you choose to, and move past the pain. So, haters gonna hate, but, you know.
Because I think either way, it's both sides. Like, neither one of us wants to bring up the stuff. But again, we've seen, you know, we've seen the benefit of helping people and, you know.
Yeah, that's what drives us.
There was a someone that, and I just need to remind myself of this, and you too right now. She goes, I wanted to drop and say thank you. The good fight saving me and my marriage one chapter at a time. And while I'm sure y'all hear this all the time, I really appreciate the bravery and vulnerability that went into every page. I feel so isolated and alone in my personal and marital struggles, to the point of feeling paralyzed and expressing my feelings, insecurities, and doubts to my husband. Mm. Little did I know he was feeling the same way. And y'all have opened so many doors for us in so many ways. We are learning and growing together in such immeasurable bounds just by reading and meditating on y'all's words each day. God was pulling at my heart to read The Good Fight, and now I understand why. So thank you a million times for sharing y'all's story with the world. It's truly saved me. So I think remembering those things, that like, it is helpful, even though some people that don't understand our story don't understand why we have guests like this and want to bring up these feelings. But hopefully we've done enough therapy and have enough tools at the end of this episode, we can let whatever feelings come up and not be mean and be angry and shame, because I know I probably would say some like really mean things afterwards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, anyways.
What's your feeling about Rachel before we get her on? Do you feel...
I hate her, honestly. Yeah, and that's right, a really mean thing to say. I don't know her. I don't like, but it's... She's the face of someone else I hate. And that's where I feel bad, because I don't know her story. You know, I mean, I know that she lost someone in 9/11, and that's terrible, and I can't imagine how that's affected her. But yeah, she's the face of someone I don't like. And so it's going to be hard for me to take the picture of who I'm picturing and see just her, if that makes sense.
You and Mike have gone through a lot together, and he's done a lot to work on himself. Is there a benefit of the doubt he'd be given to her, that she's done a lot to work on herself over the past 10 years and she's not the person she once was?
Wasn't there an article that just came out, though, that she just broke up another marriage? Mm. So yeah. That's where I'm kind of like, you know.
Well, that's what I want to ask her, because I'm interested, you know, I think that I make up that could be one of those situations, because I read the article and the wife was like completely blindsided by this, where he like had to sit down his three stepkids, they're all from her previous marriage, and basically tell them like he's basically leaving, and started secretly setting up things and moves to get out of there. And then like beginning of December, he's like, all right, I'm out. And she's like, the wife's like, wait, what the fuck? And so I don't know if he had been telling Rachel things like, we're basically divorced. I want out anyway. They're not even my kids. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, that's where I'm not justifying people in her situation, whether male or female. I'm just open to hearing their explanation, because if you sat there and you met someone and they told you, yeah, we're separated, we barely even talk, we're on our way out, papers are filed, you don't know for sure.
Well, I mean, that's kind of our situation. We were separated and I, you know.
Right. But I'm saying, if to you that was a reality, but I'm saying if at home that was not at all the case.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, so she's receiving that information. She's like, oh, so he's available. He's just, the paperwork has to be processed.
Sure. So maybe, Mark. I don't know.
So you don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's all I'm saying is, you never know.
And I get people. I mean, I have people that reach out to that are women on the other side that say they're the ones that cheated. And again, I've been unfaithful, but it hasn't been to a married man, but in past relationships. But yeah, so I get it happens. I get the heart wants what the heart wants. But I think... And because I've been in the situation as the wife, that's where I think it just hits a little harder personally for me and for Mike. But
no, for sure.
I believe we should take a break, blow the nose, and get Rachel on.
Hey.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
All righty. Well, Rachel, thank you for coming on our show with us and winding down. And we already introed you and, you know, talked about some of the things along your history and our history and shared open, you know, wounds that we've gone through in our relationship. And to be, you know, completely honest, it's triggering for us to talk about some of the things we want to talk about with you, you know, because of the affairs I had on Jana. And, you know, this bringing up, you know, just triggers of her past and mine. So it's things personally that we have done a lot of work around, individually and as a couple. But we always like to talk about these, not like to, we discuss these kind of things with our viewers because we understand a lot of this isn't talked about in a healthy way. And so having you on, we wanted you to be able to express yourself and maybe, you know, things that you've done and things that we can expect from you coming up in the future and even what to hear from you on the documentary on HBO.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm big fans of you guys. I have followed you guys along your path, and I respect what you guys have gone through, and I'm so glad to see you guys sitting together, and I'm so honored to be on your show. And out of all the interviews that I'm doing, I have to honestly say I am most excited to be sitting with you guys through this whole experience, like genuinely, because love addiction is what I want to talk about most. Like, everyone wants to talk about Tiger Woods and the fact that I'm on the HBO documentary and blah, blah, blah. I want to mostly talk about my journey with love addiction and what that's done for me and why that's gotten me in the most trouble in my life and what I'm doing to like survive through that and how I want to help people, like, and the relationships, like my life and the trauma I've experienced in my life and why that's made me go from a relationship to relationship and why I've been with men who have cheated and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, the point is I'm happy to be here with you, and you're the interview that I wanted to do the most. So
well, yes, that's why I'm here. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I mean, use this show as your platform, and we would love to hear, because we do talk about addiction, obviously.
Yeah, I identify as a love addict, so I do understand that side too. You know, in my 20s, that was just catching the high and going from relationship to relationship and getting that high. And then once the high was over, I would leave. And that's how kind of my love addiction. And, you know, obviously Mike speaks about his addiction, sex addiction as well. So, I mean, we definitely understand that and want to shed more light on the love addiction, because I think that's not people might not understand it as much. So when did you start to be like, oh, okay, like this is a thing, like, and start identifying that you are a love addict and seeing the patterns?
So I was brought onto Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew in 2010 and by VH1, and I was like, I'm not going to do this show. I don't have any addictions. I don't really drink. I don't, you know, have a substance abuse addiction. And you know, they were paying me a lot of money to do it. I was asked to do The Apprentice, and obviously my name was in the press a lot from just a couple months before with the Tiger thing. And I figured they wanted me on the show, and they were just looking for an addiction. And I sat down with Dr. Drew. He sat across the table from me. My name was all over the press. And he looked at me and he said, okay, stop. I want you to come on the show, but it's because you need help. And you can come on the show for whatever you want, but you're a love addict. And I'm like, why do you say that? He goes, you lost your father, and you lost your father. He died of a cocaine overdose. This was the one man who's supposed to love you unconditionally. You don't know what unconditional love is. Then 10 years later, your fiance was killed in the World Trade Center. This was the one man you were supposed to have like a future with, and he was taken from you. And then 10 years later, the media, you know, follows you around, and you are seen as the quintessential home wrecking whore, mistress, whatever. Like, how are you ever going to like have a normal relationship with a man? And here you are, your name is all over the place. You are like a complete mess. Like, you obviously have major issues with understanding what unconditional love is. You are not going to get through life unless you stick with me for the next 30 days. So I went into treatment with him and dealt with my love addiction issues. And I sat down and understood that I mistake intensity for love, and that I basically don't date people that I do this with. And like, I don't date people on a straight line. I don't date what he would call boring. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always date toxic people. I always do the push and pull. I would like leave, you know, I would make people leave because I would want them to prove that they were going to come back, or that they were worthy, or I was worthy, or I would pick people that were unattainable. I don't just mean married. I just mean whatever the reason was that they were unattainable, you know, and make them prove that they were going to stay. And, you know, I also, you know, there was just many reasons, but the love addiction was something that was brought up to me by Dr. Drew, and it ended up fitting. And it's been something that has weaved through my life, my entire life, and it's really affected me. It's made me unable to be good at my job. It's been unable at some points for me to parent, you know, because it's really affected me. I've dated really horrible people that have, you know, affected my life in horrible, horrible ways, to the fact where I've been in physical altercations with men that I would never, I mean, I would look at my friends and I would see them get beat up by boyfriends. I'd be like, how could you stay in relationships like that? And then that became me. I was like, how did I become that person? Mm-hmm. You know, and I would never think that that would become me. And then I would go back to them mm-hmm. and not understand, you know? Anyway, so. Yeah.
How did it feel when Dr. Drew addressed that with you and was like, you have issues, like you're a love addict. Were you like dismissive of it? Were you defensive about it? Or was it something that resonated pretty immediately?
Well, when he said that to me, I was like, that's not a thing. Right. That is so dumb. I mean, literally the words that came out of my mouth were, that is so stupid. That mm-hmm. is just a made up thing. Love addiction is, sounds made up. Mm-hmm. Then I started to realize that it was the signs were real, things, you know, that I was constantly in love with being in love. And I would, you know, I think everyone knows someone that's a love addict. They're like constantly in relationships with people, or they're like moving in with someone they just met, or, you know, they're putting a bag over the person, the reality of the person that they just met, right? They don't want to see the reality of the person that they just met, or that they even know, and they don't want to see the real things. And then when they do, see the real signs, they like want to dismiss it. And then there's a whole cycle of this, and there becomes an anger when you see the real, signs of the person and they feel disappointed. And I think a lot of love addicts are, date sex addicts, and that becomes an issue because there's a push and pull mm-hmm. of that. Because sex addicts are usually attracted to love addicts, and love addicts are attracted to sex addicts. And, there's a power pull there, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's just what happens. And then there's a lot of cheating that goes on. I mean, there's just a natural cycle that happens. And I think the common bond is this, there's an intimacy thing, and no one wants to be left, but at the same time, you know, the sex addict doesn't want the intimacy and the love addict wants the intimacy. And so you have this huge explosion of problems, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no question. I mean, that definitely resonates with us. And like, as a woman, and you're open now about, you know, being a love addict, and you're knowing, you're understanding your story more, how has the reception been? Because I know as a male, right, like a lot of what I've heard is, oh, sex addiction, that's a married man's disease. You know, from a woman's perspective, how has that been received when you've expressed to people, well, I'm a love addict? And it's not an excuse of why you've done what you've done, but what I tell Jana is it's an explanation of some behaviors in your life.
Well, I think that like a lot of people will say the sex addict is the man's problem and the love addict is a woman's problem, right? That they're going to say that mm-hmm. that's one or the other. And I think that that's bullshit. Or, you know, the man will betray the woman and then the man will try to use sex addiction and say, okay, well, I'll just go to rehab for sex addiction and I'm sorry. And then they come home, like they'll sort of blame it on that also. And then say, okay, I'll come home. I mean, there's very big truth to that there is an addiction. But I think a lot of men, I mean, listen, I know a lot of men will then go off and do that and then come home as an excuse, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, women do it too, though. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people cheat because they're just not happy at home. And there's something to be said for, yeah, marriage is hard, right? You got to make it work. There's a partnership. Here's the difference with me. I mean, I want a witness to my life. There's something to be said for, like, you two, you have a history, you have, there's a bond there. That's a history and a knowledge. When you go off with another woman, you don't know that woman. You don't have an intimacy there. You don't know the ins and outs of what, she likes to eat and drink and why she gets upset about the way she, you know, about things that are between the two of you. Like, you guys have a bond and a life a history and a knowledge of what you guys have. There's an us that this other person doesn't have, right? And that makes you guys an us and makes you special. This other woman doesn't have that. She has a one night. And I think that there's something so much more in the witness to your life than the one night stand, right? That's what I want in my life. And that's what, like, that's where the connection comes from. And that's what, like, the attraction of being in a relationship is. And that's what I'm always looking for. So these people that go off and have these one night flings, it's, you know, I think that that's like a very empty thing to go off to. And what people have to remember that's, that really becomes nothing. And hopefully you realize that you want the us, and that that becomes what you strive for and that you work for, and that marriage is what you're striving for. And that's the healing, that you want to work on the us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I hear all of that, and I can definitely relate to some of it. I think what's like hardest in this situation is I never got empathy from one of his main affair girls, and I always wondered, like, do they not think about the wife, you know? And when you're in that situation, like, is it just, are we just not thought about? Because Michael's saying it's a very selfish act. Like he didn't think about me, you know? So it's like, is that just kind of, because I want the women out there that have been in my situation too, and vice versa, or the men, or, but like that it's.
To have a better understanding. That's
so can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Because I didn't hear how you intro'd me. So I have a really interesting question for you. Sure. What's your reaction to someone like me then?
Well, and this is where I feel really bad, because I was like, and I think my direct quote was, I was like, I hate her, but I don't hate you. I hate his affair girls, but I label mm-hmm. everybody that's cheated on someone that girl. You know what I mean? But I hear, like, hearing your story now, I'm like, I get it. Like, I'm a love addict. I can understand, like, I can understand those things. I think I just have so much hate for his affair girls that the first thought of this was like, ugh, like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, like, why would you want to, like, why would you want to interview me? Because I didn't even think of that until you just said that. Like, why would you want to interview someone like me when I'm someone to you, like, who he's cheated on you with? Yeah. I didn't even think about that until you just said that.
But, and I feel bad saying that.
It didn't even occur to me.
And
it's a horrible thing to say.
No, and I'm sorry that, because, you know, it's rude to say that I hate someone that I don't even know. Because people say that about us. They hate me. I get people, and, you know, and that's really rude. And I'm, well, because, you know, people don't like people for different reasons. But I want to apologize, because I should never have said, I don't know you, you know, and I don't know your story. And you, now I'm learning your story, but I want to apologize, because it's not fair of me to label you for the face of someone else, you know, because you have a story and everyone has their story. Sorry, this is, but like, so I apologize for just straight up being like, no, I hate her. I don't, that's, she cheated. She's the who cheated probably with my husband, you know? So I really am so sorry for just not getting to know your story before I pass judgment, because I'm sure you've gotten that judgment from a lot of people.
So that's why I did the documentary, because I go through life with people hating me. Like, I did something personally to them mm-hmm. and personally hurt them, personally offended them, personally did something to them with such a vengeance. They hate me with a passion when I did nothing to them personally. And you're the first person that, like, has cause, because your husband did something similar, right? And like, that's
still not right.
No, but you're the first person that, like, we're having this conversation that, like, I get it, because your husband, like, literally did something. And And it makes sense though, right? So I get it, and I feel, and I, but I feel like I know why you have that hatred, right? And I feel horrible. I feel horrible. But you have to realize I didn't do it to you.
I know, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I've had to feel hatred, like your hatred of me, for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that to you.
Yeah.
That's, I did so it true. To someone else, mm-hmm. and I feel horrible, but I didn't do it to you. Mm-hmm. And I hope you realize that. And I'm sorry that you hate. I didn't do it to you, though.
No, I like, and I'm sorry, I like you now. That you're, that,
thank you. Yeah. I've always loved you, but I would never cheat. You know, like, I didn't do it to you. So yeah. I just want you to know that. And I'm sorry for the mistakes that your husband made. I would hope, like, I'm in support of you guys. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that I support you guys so much. I really hope that your husband doesn't make mistakes like that again. I want you guys to succeed so much. I'm there for you guys so much. And I want you guys to succeed, but I didn't make that mistake. And, yeah. And I just want you to know that.
Well, and I do, and I appreciate you saying that. I think it's a huge lesson for women that have been cheated on, or vice versa, to know that it's not just because someone else did doesn't mean that they're a bad person. Or again, saying like, because you didn't do that to me, you're the face and the story of what, you know, but you're not the person. You're not them. And. And I can't imagine living those years with so many people just hating on you and not getting to know you, because I make up, but that's exhausting, and it's hurtful. And, because of a feeling you had with someone that you loved or liked or whatever. So, you know, I am sorry about that. I can't imagine that. I bet that's really hard.
Yeah, well, and I, you know, it's, and again, I'm so sorry. And, you know, I would hope, I'm sorry to hear that she wasn't empathetic. That sucks. That,
yeah,
she that, sucks.
Yeah, I agree. Totally sucks.
And you should make her apologize, by the way. I guess we shouldn't even talk to her anymore. So,
yeah.
But she sucks. Yeah. But that's not how she should have handled it, quite frankly. I mean, I don't know anything about her, so. But she should feel sorry. But you know, anyway, we won't talk about her anymore.
Mike's like, thank God, moving on.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're good. Sorry. Rachel, we've gotten this question a lot from people about how we're going to talk to our kids when they get mm-hmm. of age with things. And we know you have a daughter who's 10?
Yeah. She's 8.
8, I'm sorry. How have you addressed things with her? What are your plans to, or you know, kind of things that are around that?
I haven't, but you know, she, for example, today she just saw an ad for like the tiger doc, and she mentioned it. So she's smart enough. She's also, you know, she's been alive for all of this, meaning she's seen paparazzi follow me. She's been alive for all of this. She's never mentioned anything to me or said anything directly, but she's always been around for it. So when she sees paparazzi outside, she lifts her mask up. But she's never directly said anything. At some point I'll have to address something with her, but I always just try to raise her the best way I can, try to give her the best skills that I know how. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that with her, but I will definitely, relationships will definitely be something that is important to bring up with her. And, you know, I've definitely had a horrible history with her dad and me. Mm-hmm. So making sure I talk to her about relationships with boys will be something that I definitely talk to her about, like as she starts to get interested in boys or whatever it is, you know, like I make sure that she is careful about her picker. I had a horrible picker, you know, and I want to make sure that she has a good one, you know, and that she's picking the right friends and the right people. Cause growing up is hard. Having the right girlfriends is hard, you know, people can be mean and I'm really protective of her. People are horrible to me still. And so I want to make sure that I am teaching her the right skills, that she's not a bully, that no one's a bully to her, and that whatever happens to me, I have thick skin and nothing is trickling down on her.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You know, just kind of comparing the similarities that you and I have, I was also in an abusive relationship, and even after he tried to kill me, I went back and slept with him that night. Like, just that addiction with love. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, they're like, do I have regrets with some of the relationships that I've been in? And I'm like, well, no, because, you know, it's made me a stronger person, or I've learned so much about myself. And granted, I'm sure for you, it's like, yeah, would you have wanted to have all the scrutiny the last however many years? So, I mean, maybe you might have regrets, but at the same time, now you're able to identify this love addiction and then be able to have a healthy relationship moving forward. So is that, do you feel the kind of the same way, or are you like, no, I regret this? Or,
well, you always have regrets, mm-hmm. right? But you always learn when you fall. Now you want to fall forward, right? So you try and say, oh, okay, well, I'm glad I had these mistakes, because every broken road leads you to the next road forward, sure. right? So, I mean, do I wish my life changed in the past? I mean, no, because I'm glad about who I am, mm-hmm. because I don't want to change anything about me, because now I have every tool I have to move forward. I know I'm a really smart person. I'm the most resourceful person I know. I could get through any situation that you ask me to by myself. I don't need anyone to rely on, and I could literally get myself out of any situation and figure it out and move forward. And it's from every lesson that I've been through, and I can handle it. I haven't figured out how to attack anything, you know, by myself. So I'm happy that I've been through everything. I mean, there are people I know that haven't been through divorces, tragedies, chaos, mm-hmm. situation. I could literally juggle everything. So do I want to go through it again? No, but I'm happy that I've experienced or touched everything so far. Am I going to fall or make a mistake again? Probably. I'm human.
Yeah.
Do I want to be shamed again for it? No, I prefer not to, mm-hmm. but I'm sure I will. I'd like to have some real friends around me going forward. I don't have a lot of those right now. It'd be nice to find some good friends, and it'd be nice to find a nice man in my life. It'd be nice to get married. It'd be nice to have a witness to my life and feel whole. And, you know, I'm 45 years old. I'd like to feel happy, you know, mm-hmm. it's really hard to find happiness and feel like you have something to look forward to. And like everyone else, you know, I'd like to, you know, find some fulfillment in my life. Isn't that what we're all striving for? I mean, I don't fucking know. Sorry, can I say that?
No, it's okay. What's one thing, like, for our listeners that you want them to take away with your story, like who you are, like who is the real Rachel?
I'd like them to watch the documentary on Sunday night. If they haven't seen the first part, it was last Sunday. You can go on HBO Max and watch it. And then I'd like you to watch it this Sunday. I'd like you guys to watch it. I think you'd think it's really interesting. But I'd like you to know that the media presents a picture of people, and they blame people, and they make a story out of things that aren't necessarily facts. And there's things that happened, and then there's a story that happens after that, and it's not necessarily true. And there are people that go with it. And everyone has to put their head down at night and put the lights out and go to sleep on a pillow. And there are people involved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have a little empathy. And I've been low. I've been down here. So now I have empathy for others. And I wish other people would have empathy for others, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's all. I just wish that people would realize I'm like you. I'm like everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I'm not out to steal anyone's husband. I would like to find my own husband. I'd like to be friends with you guys. I want the best for other people. You know, sometimes there are assholes out there. So I get nasty with people too. Just like, I'm sure if someone attacks you guys, you're like, but beyond that, I just, you know, I want to have, you know, I have my daughter. I have, you know, I'm just trying my best, and we're all trying to get through the pandemic and figure out life. And I'd like to see you make more music. I love your country music. Like, you know, that's it. I just, I just want to be happy.
Well, so, we hope the
best. A little less anger and nastiness in the world.
Yes, please.
Well, definitely we hope the best for you, Rachel. And we appreciate your vulnerability and your willingness to come on and talk to us about such a difficult subject for, you know, for all of us to talk about and for listeners to hear. But again, we appreciate you sharing your true story, and we hope nothing but the best for you moving forward, and that you can get out of this cloud of shame and that people continue to put you in. So again, like you just said, you're a human being too, and you deserve empathy just like everyone else does. So for we wish nothing but the best.
And I'm sorry I just want to say I'm sorry again that I did what I always hate that people do for me. Like, I didn't get to know you before. You know, I would never say what I said in the beginning. Now knowing you. So I'm thank you for giving us the opportunity to get to know you. I'm excited to watch Tiger on HBO Max. And whenever you're in Nashville, let me know.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say, I really hope the best for the two of you. And I am so honored to have been on your program. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to have your forgiveness. So I really do want the best for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take care.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try. Because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
We're live. Hi, Mark. Danielle. Everyone's popping on. Hi, guys.
I think that went well.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I mean, I'm proud of you too. It's not. Yeah. I had so much anxiety because I felt terrible when she's like, what did you say about me? And I was like, oh my God, I said I hated her. But I did. Her face wasn't there, you know? And that's just to show that, like, yeah, I mean, it's to show that.
Well, that just goes to show, like, how much, like, when someone goes through pain, like, that amount of pain, how it inhibits your judgment of somebody. Like, it plagues your opinion on people, on another human being, because of the pain that you still hold and the trauma around it. Yeah. So that's that. Anybody going through that kind of trauma would. No one can fault you.
But also the people that didn't go through it hate her too. At times, I'm sure there's people that
because
hate her.
Because they make up.
They make up like, oh, she's just a wife stealer.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's like, and I always say, like, for us, like, I know people hate me, but get to know me first, then say you hate me. You know, because I bet you can't.
You'll wear someone down.
You will like me.
You will like me by the end of the day. 100%.
So, you know, I did what I always hate people do to us. And so, but Mark, what'd you think?
I thought it was great, and I really love the honesty on everybody's part. I love that you told her that you said you hated her. I thought that was real, because I'm sure she gets that a lot, and I'm sure she appreciated the opportunity to take someone who hates her
and respond to it.
Yeah, and respond to it. That was really good. In a healthy way, yeah. I thought it was very raw and very real.
I just have, like, I feel like I have an elephant sitting on my chest. It's just like, or it's like that anxiety, you know?
Sure. Well, I'm proud of you and how you handled it, and I'm sorry for the triggers that came up, but
I'm sorry for you too, babe. I know it's not easy for your side as well.
So. No, but I think, you know, this was good for maybe the people to hear, so they can take maybe that anger, that pain that they have towards the third party or towards their significant other.
And if it didn't even happen to you, just in general, being like, oh, that person's a whatever.
Right, and just realize that they're still a human being and they have their own
Yeah.
And their own issues, and you don't know the whole story.
You don't. I mean, to lose someone in 9/11, to lose her father to this, like, it's not an excuse, but it, like Michael says, it's an explanation.
It can explain a lot of your actions throughout your life.
Oh, I was researching her while we were talking to her, and the picture of her on the cover of the New York Post right after 9/11 holding the picture of her missing husband. I mean, it's hard not to. It's hard not to feel for her when you see that photo.
Agreed.
Oh, man. I can't even. I actually do want to watch Tiger, because I like Tiger, even though I've said some things, you know, about him as well. But I want to watch it. I want to watch her now that me and Rachel are besties. So, I'm excited. Everyone watch Tiger on HBO.
HBO Max.
HBO Max. And we have a really amazing few episodes coming up. Stephen, oh my God, why am I forgetting his name? Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty are going to be coming up soon on the next few episodes. So stay tuned, and thanks for getting through that podcast with us, guys.
We did it together.
We did it together. We hope it helped. Okay. Let's go make love, baby.
Come on.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert.
All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.